So, at the end of this week's parasha, our pasuk, Kishbo promises there will be no more marble. And then it says, "Oid kol yimei haoretz zera v'kotzir v'kor v'choyim v'kaitz v'choyim v'yom v'layla lo yishboisu." There'll be no shvisa. Pasuk pshat means the world will continue to exist. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tavim Ches, learns from here, Omar Shlokish, Oivi Kachovi Sheshodas Chayav Miso. If a goy keeps Shabbos, it's Chayav Miso. Shenemar Ve'yoyim Ve'layla Lo Yishboisu. Day and night, there'll be no Shviso. Rashi says, first of all, the Gemara says, Omar, the Gemara continues, Omar Avinu, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos. Not only if they do Shabbos on Shabbos, even if they do Shabbos on Monday, they also have a problem with Shviso. Rashi says, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, Lo Yitim Shviso, the Kamer Shlokish, Shu Choy the Kamer, don't think he's doing it for obligation. The Lord of Chavon Lishboys, Kirom Shabbos, Yom Shvisli, Sora, Lech of Shabbos, Shodi Bar Noitrim. Maybe he's going to do Shabbos because it's Shabbos, or Sunday because that's the day of, you know, the marriage the Christians have. El Benuchu Gmeal Makosar, Shelo Yavatlu, Meloch of Lu Yom Shem Bar Shvisli. He cannot stop working. Should be a Bito Meloch completely.
It means Shabbos day. We have Shabbos, or?
That's what he says, even on Monday. The guy.
Do you have to stop working
the
kitchen day, or does it mean
is
they
can't
light up?
But he turned the television.
Oh, so Pasha says, seems that if you open the lights, you do malacha of fire, that's not a problem.
It means Shabbos to a week of Shabbos.
Of course. So that's what you have on a goy. So goy just shows that means.
The question. Pasha,
no, that's a drash in the pasha. Pasha Pshat is in the world. As Raji says, Raji is in the world, then not only, the point of the pasuk is the world will always continue, there will never be a stop. Raji says, he learned from me also in Adam himself. That's the drasha of the Gemara. Lo yishboisu, Raji says, ve lo yitema ach shesh itim kai, it's going also in Adam. That's the Gemara dashes. Now, the question that the Chayim discuss in length is, we know the Gemara tells us, Gemara the Medrash tells us that the Avos HaKadoshim kept the Torah before it was given. The Parsha Pshat, as we'll see in a second, we'll discuss it in 1 minute. Before Am Yisrael became Am Yisrael, everybody before, everybody prior was a Benayach, was a Goy. So how did the Avos keep Shabbos? Hagoy Sheshavas Chayav Miso. How did the Avos HaKadoshim, which had a dinner of Ben Noach, how did they keep Shabbos? That's the question that the Achrayim are bothered by. So the many answers. I wanted to focus on three, but you mentioned another one, so I'll mention that as well. But the first answer is the Parshas Drachim. This is the famous Parshas Drachim, Jewish base. Parshas Drachim has a big discussion where the others had a din of Yisrael or a din of a Goy. What were they? And one of the riots that he says that you see that the others have a din of Yisrael is from this idea. How can be the others kept Shabbos? From here you see that the others have a din of Yisrael, not of a goy. That's what the riot the Pasha's Joachim says.
But I thought, isn't there a thing also about Yaakov having...
Oh, the question is, so what about the mitzvahs that need Mikhaim? So the Ramban says that's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal says, to really the second answer I wanted to get to, which fits very much, the Maharal is an idea in Parshas Vayeshev that the others kept all the mitzvahs asay of the Torah, all the dues. But they didn't make and the mitzvahs lois asay, they don't. That's what he said, Yaakov married two sisters, because that's a lois asay, that's a no. So according to that, you have no question, because the others were kind of Shabbos, they came kiddush to Shabbos, zochus to which kind of the show me a question what it is, but Lois has to call Melacha, maybe they didn't do. And according to the Maharal, it'll go okay.
Wasn't there some people sort of marriage? Because the marriage of the boy is different? And then the
maybe. But, no, but the question is, you now want to marry two sisters, even a boy?
No, but Stam, the kind of Kedushin.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Kedushin you don't have, then assuming they have, it says they can't marry two sisters. So that's question. That's answer number two. So answer number one is, the others were Jewish. No problem. Answer number two is the Maharal that Enecharami, they were Mekayim. They only Mekayim, they said, the Lois is the Mekayim. Answer number three, I wasn't planning to say it. One of the answers that's brought down is that the Avos went ahead and they wore tzitzis. Now for us, tzitzis is a mitzvah to wear. So it's part of your clothing. So therefore, when you wear it, if you're a Jew, you wear it, you're not over an Easter. But if you're a guy, and you carry on Shabbos, you're over Easter of Shabbos. That's the kunz, one of the chayim say. Say that's what Mishmer mentioned over here. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says that the question is only a problem only going to Rashi. Because Rashi says that Shvisa of a guy has nothing to do with it, with the religion. As Rashi really read, Rashi says, look, it's a man l'shum chayva, not l'shum chayva. Not that he's praying for Meshabbat Shuyim Shvisa of Israel or Shvisa of a guy. He just stopped as a menucha. So you say, what did the others do? If you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam brings it, Rambam says different. Rambam says, he speaks in the same halacha, goy that learned Torah, it's chayim yisa. Vechen goy sheshodas, afil b'yom yisachoyel, im also yisro after kamo shabbos chayim yisa. Then he goes on and the Rambam says, klol shador, the rule is, en menichim oisoy, lechadesh das, ulasoyis mitzoyis le'atso midayso. So the Rambam says you don't allow the guy to establish a new religion. That's what we disturbed by. Don't establish a new religion. Meaning, if he does Shvisa Menucha just for no reason, he's not intending to keep Shabbos because it's his religion. He stopped keeping, he's doing Menucha. According to the Rambam, it's not a problem. Only according to Rashi, it's a problem. According to the Rambam, it's only his intention is to create a new religion. That's he has a problem with Shabbos. So says the Reb Chaim, according to the Rambam, it comes very gishmak. The only din is, according to the others of the Kedoshim, they were keeping Shabbos not a new religion. They were keeping Shabbos of Israel. That creating a new chiddush das, a new religion. So therefore, then there's no problem to do it. That's what he says. And this fits very much with what's brought down, it's based on Yerushalmi and Medrash. It says, why can't a goy show us Chaim Yisro? Because Shabbos is a time of the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is like a love and levia when you have a male and female line get together. Who? Nobody else can be there right then. It's like a king and queen when they're alone. Man of Yichud. Nobody else can come. You can join in. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Am Yisrael. But all the Kedoshim, the source of Am Yisrael, they're not creating something new. That's just a preview of what's going to happen later. So therefore, that's not a problem by them to do Goy Shavuz Chayim Yisro, just an addition to the standard of Chayim. That's another answer. Meaning that the idea of Goy Shavuz Chayim Yisro is really depends on Machlokes Rashi Tesis. What's the idea? According to Rashi, there's a Menucha Ba'alma, then you have a problem. According to the Rambam, that they didn't have creating a new religion, you can answer they didn't create a new religion. But finally, the answer that I wanted to focus on today is the answer of the Ponim Yofas, the Baal HaFlo. Baal HaFlo says the following Chiddush. He says, after Matan Torah, Am Yisrael started counting the days the way we count today, which is Vayir Vayiboker. That the day starts in the night and ends in the day. But before Matan Torah, we didn't count that way. As the Gemara says in Legabe Kotchim, to be Kotchim, the night comes after the day. So the Goyim had the world until the Torah was given. And that's really the same passage we're talking about right now. Says Od Kol Yimei Haaretz Zera VeKotzer VeKorei VeChoy VeKayetz VeChoyev VeYoyim VeLaila Lo Yishboi. It doesn't say Laila VeYoyim. It says Yoyim VeLaila. So from here, Yibashma, the day comes before the night. Says the Ponim Yofas is Baal HaFlo. The going before the Matan Torah had the day come before the night, and that was the Easter Shabbos that they have. The Easter Shabbos that they have is don't be a Shabbos day and then comes the night. That's the Shabbos they have. Night and day is two different days, not a problem. Now, Ponim Yofas says that, but there's a problem with that. Because Tosfos and Sanhedrin, a little later in the Sugi over there, the Gemara says there's nothing that Am Yisrael have that is allowed for them to do, and the Goyim are not allowed to do. There's no such thing that Am Yisrael are allowed or permitted to do something, and the Goyim can't. I don't know. I don't know. The more doesn't mention Mekor. But Toys, what?
I thought that's the Rabbanim. Because, like, then a brother and sister convert to marriage.
No, that's only regarding the marriage That's the opposite case. Right. The Yisrael is Asur and the Goy is Mutter. Talking about anything that a Goy is Asur. The Yisrael
would be Mutter.
No, it's not only if a Ger, not a Mutter.
No,
that's something else. You're referring to a different sugya. You're referring to a Ger, she's Ger, Kikota, Chilele, Dami. So what? That's something else, different sugya. I'm talking about Jew from birth and Goy from birth. There's no such thing that a Goy is Asur and a Jew is Mutter. Says Toys, what about Shabbos? Shabbos. And Israel can do Shabbos. So he says, no, it's a mitzvah in Israel. It's different, because there they have an obligation to go and do it. Says the flow, one thing, according to his explanation, there's no problem. Koishe Shavas, if he does Shvisa day and then night. The Jew, the night and day, it's not the same thing. What if there's what? The answer to it is very simple. So says the Baal HaFlo, that you could say, you see from the Gemara in different places, that Yom Kippur can fall on a Sunday. We don't have it anymore. But it could be that Yom Kippur can fall on a Sunday. So if you have a Shabbos, then you have Yom Kippur. So then, if a Goy is Shoivis day and night, you can come and say that there you'll do day and night, night and day. You have 2 days attached. You have day and night right away. That's how the Baal HaFlo wants to say. Why doesn't he mention Yom Tov? And Yom Tov can be a big problem because it says with Farish that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim every mitzvah in the Torah, including what? Erev Tevshilim. Erev Tevshilim means when a Yom Tov and a Shabbos came together, so he made sure to connect them. Why did he do that? Now you have a problem with day and night, according to the Baal HaFlo. But Yom Tov, you could say no. Yom Tov, it says Goy Shishavos Chayim Yisrael. Not Goy Shishavos, they kept Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're doing Melacha. Not also. A guy that goes in Yom Tov and he does all the Yisurim of Yisrael, but he does cook, he doesn't, he acts in a Yom Tov like Yisrael. The Pashtus, have to go maybe find a better source for it, he's not going to be Chayav. A Pia God, that makes a lot of sense, and Yom Tov doesn't belong to the guy so much, it belongs more to the guy than Shabbos. But we don't find such a thing. Goy Sheshavas, he does Mamat Shuiz Gemurah, but he does Yom Tov and he does Melech HaSech HaNev, it's not a problem. So therefore, there will not be issue with Yom Tov and Shabbos. The problem will be Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Says the Baal HaFlo, Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos and Sunday. So he says, in that case, that's why I have to get this, to the answer to there's a mitzvah in Israel. That's what he says. The Rekiv Eger and the end of the Simin Kuf Chof Aleph and his Chuvis, the Chas Chinuch, discuss the idea that maybe you could solve that problem too by doing half a shir. A half a shir melacha on Shabbos and then half a shir melacha on Yom Kippur, because according to Man Domer that there's no half shir by a goy. So they try to find a solution to argue with the Baal HaFlo to say that there's a different way to solve the problem of Shabbos than Yom Kippur. But the idea of the Baal HaFlo comes and says, that's the interesting idea, I mean, and the Achrayim discuss it in different, many, many different places. They bring the Baal HaFlo. So the Rebbe brings him, the Chasavir brings him, the Kneger brings him, and different answers. For example, the Rebbe that says it, There's a Rashi that says that Am Yisrael got to Kriyas Yam Suf on the 8th day of Pesach. So the Yehuda is bothered. What do you mean 8th day? It's the 7th day. So he says, if you say the Baal HaFlo, it makes a lot of sense. They started Pesach, they were not Am Yisrael yet. And then the day came before the night. So they started Pesach, Yudalit starts, Yudalit is Erev, is the night before, is the day before. So that's another day that you count. When you got to Kriyas Yam Suf, they already the night is the next day. So you have another day in Pesach. That's what he wants to say. Pesach not flow. What the flow is telling us, a big chiddush. They're going before Matan Torah, they count the day and then they count the night. And it could be even today. According to Baal HaFlo, even today, they count the day and then the night. That's how the days work. Obviously, they go the night and the day. So according to that, that's how they answer the question. The other Sagdoshi, they kept Shabbos night and then day, like I'm Israel going to keep. But they made sure to make Malacha more to Shabbos. So yeah, no problem. Say the Kinegan of Kanina La Alacha. Okay, we speak about this Chuv Kavala. What happens? You have your person keeps Shabbos. He has a maid in the house. And he makes sure that nobody does Malacha on Shabbos. Nobody. Nobody can touch the light. Nobody cooks. Nobody cleans nothing. Just the maid in the house, she's keeping Shabbos. Says the Kiva Eger, because you show us Chayim Yisrael. How can you do that? Says the Kiva, according to the Panim Yafar, it's okay. Because as long as she's doing melacha and mitzvah Shabbos, it's not a problem. It's only if she does day and then night. If she does night and then day, it's not a problem. That's what Gerger says. Another enough community that brings the Mefeschil speaks about it, the Baal Flo himself, the Gemara says that if somebody was found, a baby was found in a city, which is half Jews, half Goyim. We're not sure what he is. So you give him the chumras of a Jew and the chumras of a Goyim. What's the chumras of a Jew? He has to keep Shabbos. How can he keep Shabbos? Because Yishov is Chayav Yisro. So the Chayav discussed it, maybe. In the chumra you could do it, according to the Rambam, is not a problem, because he is on the Chadash Das. All of them are solutions. But according to the Baal Flam, very simple, what he's going to do. He's going to keep Shabbos Friday and day, and night and day, and then Moshe Shabbos do Malacha, is not a problem for a...
So this is, but he's, now he grew up, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it, very good.